In June, a 1% increase in the sales tax will be on our ballot, pushing our sales tax rate in Long Beach to 10%. The purpose is stated to be for infrastructure needs and improved police and fire services. The tax funds would go into the general fund. This question has three parts. A, do you support or oppose the measure and why? B, if it passes, how would you work to ensure the resulting general fund revenue is spent only on the stated purposes? And C, if it does not pass, how would infrastructure funding be found? And this is first Wesley and then Lori.
Right, A, B, and C down. Sorry about that. All right, so let me start by saying I oppose the sales tax increase, and there are several good reasons for that. It is inherently, as a guy who took a lot of economic courses, it is inherently short-sighted. And I'll dive into that a bit. It is an arm's length push away of any business who wants to be in Long Beach by saying, hey, by the way, we have the highest sales tax of any major city in California. It also makes it very hard for businesses that are already here, particularly businesses like restaurants and the like, that can easily relocate in Signal Hill, Lakewood, and all of a sudden they can't be competitive in our neighborhoods. So let's talk about the problem. Let's talk about what's the better thing to do. How do we grow a community? We spend $9,000 every man, woman, and child here in Long Beach if you live in Long Beach. The average city in California spends $12,000. You all know why. We go to the big boxes in Signal Hill. We go to the mall in Lakewood. We don't have the great companies and great businesses and great jobs that a city this great should have. We've got an incredible airport. We've got a port. We've got a world-class, certainly the best Cal State and biggest here in California, putting out incredible engineers. Why don't we have the businesses that go with it? When you start raising sales tax, for a little while you get a bump, and then all of a sudden more businesses don't want to be here. They don't locate here, or they relocate somewhere else. And then by the time you hit your 6 or 7, you don't have that bump anymore. And what are you going to do now for your infrastructure? We're stuck. No. We invite. We start saying, look, businesses, come here. I work with business all the time. I'm on a large association, the largest of the 36 states that have one. You go out to those businesses and go, Long Beach wants you. You have those conversations. Hey, we'd like you to be here, and look, we got a great place next to the airport where you can locate. We got another place where you can be, and we bring in those jobs. This takes care of crime. This takes care of, that's $100 million if we can just average what other cities average coming in sales tax. Now all of a sudden you take care of crime, you take care of, because kids have jobs, you take care of policing, you take care of infrastructure, and you start whittling away at this 30-year mistake of saying we don't care about our infrastructure, we're going to spend money elsewhere. And we're not going to make it a place for businesses to hang out.
And Lori?
Okay, well, Wesley and I are pretty much on the same page with this. I'm against it because there's no accountability. I'm against it because there's no accountability in the measure. If you read the measure, the ordinance basically says it may be used for infrastructure. It may be used for police services. It's wide open. There are no guarantees that the money will be spent according to what's being proposed. It's also going to be a burden on our local businesses. We're going to lose business in Long Beach. I don't know what type of analysis went into deciding that we're going to be making $48 million revenue on this measure. I don't know if they considered that we'd be losing some sales tax revenue. I'm just concerned that it's not the right thing to do. So if it passes, my suggestion would be to set up a sub-fund. I work in the financial accounting world, and you'd set up a sub-fund for those revenues specifically, and you would spend out of that sub-fund for the specific items that have been earmarked, if at all possible. And this oversight committee should be held to task, and the city council should be held to task. But the problem is there is no glue. So what it is that the citizens are going to have to demand an ongoing accountability, at least quarterly, that shows the people the money that came in and exactly how it's going to be spent. Let's see. So if it doesn't pass, well, you know, infrastructure is a thing. It's huge. It's $2.8 billion. And part of the problem with infrastructure is that there are a lot of pet projects that get done that take away from the money that could have gone for infrastructure. So we're building a $9.3 million pedestrian bridge downtown to make it easier for visitors to get across the street. Well, how many potholes, how many sidewalks, and how many streets could be paved with $9.3 million? There's this decision on top of another decision on top of another decision. And so what happens is that we keep poking away whatever money could be used for infrastructure that gets used for something else. So I just think that there needs to be a prioritization of what infrastructure needs to be done. We need to stick to it and not be swayed by political ambition or political expediency. Thank you.
Al, if you want to use a chit, you can speak on this question.
So let me finish B and C. The committee idea is a great last-minute idea for a decision gone amok. But like Lori has pointed out, it is a decision that's not going to quite do what we want it to do. And so it's going to take somebody in city council making sure, holding everyone's feet to the fire, making sure it's in front of the public and saying, this money has to be used for what you said it would get used for, what we said it would get used for, let's make it happen. There's no other way to do it. It takes somebody in city council to make that happen. Let's talk about finding funds. 6 labor contracts are coming up this year. Large ones out of the 9 that we have. We gave away 18% raises 3 years ago during a recession. That could have been 15% more police. It could have been a ton of more sidewalks and a regular moderate raise. We got a $3 million breakwater study. We've done that study since I was 7 years old here. Fun, but it's not the right time. We've got a $1 million sidewalk study. We're going to spend $1 million to figure out what sidewalks to fix.
So I'm going to use the chair and address, I want to answer the questions. And certainly, as a city council member who is accountable to the entire city, I can tell you that we have great infrastructure needs. It was pointed out that we have about $2.8 billion in infrastructure needs that need to be addressed. We have lost over 200 police officers over the last 10 years, and public safety is a challenge. And yes, we need to figure out how to fund our public safety needs and our infrastructure needs. And so this council did something bold, unanimously approved, going to the voters, allowing you to have that discussion. The city council doesn't raise your taxes. You voters will raise taxes if that is going to happen. And so we can point fingers all you want. I want to address the $9.3 billion bridge. There's a fund called the Tidelands Fund, right? I really wish I had the access to Thailand, because we could fix a lot of our infrastructure needs throughout the city with that fund. But it's off limits to only Thailand, right? It can only be used in the short term, right? And so the 3rd District Council member and the 2nd District Council member gets to do a whole lot in their districts along those waterfronts that we don't get to utilize in the rest of our city. So Bixby knows there are areas in your neighborhood. I can take you down Bixby Road and Country Club Lane and show you big, giant chunks of curb that are falling apart. I'd like to fix those for you, right? I'd like to fix that because I think you deserve it as homeowners and as taxpayers to have a whole city, right? When we have real holes here, and I can take you to some alleys around our community that look like third world alleys. We want to have a world-class city, and we need to step up and sacrifice as a city to do it. This is a 10-year sunsetted clause. It may not be the best thing, but you guys have passed school bonds, you've passed community college bonds, you've passed metro bonds. You have not done anything for the city of Long Beach in 40 years.